With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Shana Tova, Andrea Simontov, I've missed you a lot.
Where the hell have you been? This is unbelievable.
It's not acceptable. 3 weeks in Cape Town, sunning myself.
Well, you should just know that Chad and I are very close. Chad and I were
You knew where the weak spot was, eh? And you went straight in for it. Okay, all right. I'll see
I'm
where you're
desperate.
Going with it.
I'm desperate. And you know, my husband is home on quarantine. If anything tests a marriage. I'm doing this
again. This is not the first time.
The whole country is on lockdown. We're on lockdown. We're taking it responsibly, but my gosh, you know, the meals, you got to keep cooking. You know,
when are you getting vaccinated, Andrea?
I had my first vaccine already. Foo, 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 foo. Very similar to you guys down there. Not so. And, I had my first vaccine. My husband, because he's 1 year younger than God, he had his second vaccine yesterday. And because I'm young and I'm a whippersnapper, that'll be next week. The 25th, I'll have my second one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll psychologically help. I'm absolutely sure. I've been pondering your topic for the last hour or two.
Never mind me. What is it? What did I say?
Okay, just a little bit. When tomorrow comes, choosing sides, and that's the bit that really interests me, especially in light of what's going on. Where are you going to go with this, Andrea?
Dafka, especially in light of what's going on. You know, Simon, we've been at this. My goodness, you know, Purim will be a year. Really, it'll be, I remember Purim was when I decided, you know, people were debating, do they go to synagogue to hear the Megillah reading, you know, the Book of Esther? Do they not? And that's where it started. And remember, we all said a couple of weeks by the summer, by Pesach, and nobody could envision. But during the height of the terror, the initial terror, people were kind of, they were kind of waxing emotional. What are we learning? Where are we growing? How much better? And man, oh man, from my Jerusalem window, I can see that so many of us have already sunk to new lows. I don't see the kindness. I don't see the reevaluating. Oh, there are some, for sure there are some. But generally, if you read the newspapers and the gossip is on fire. I didn't even know, by the way, until COVID that there's such a thing called an influencer. Did you know that, Simon?
I didn't know. Yeah, I feel very uncomfortable about influencers, I must tell you.
I have to tell you, unless I'm an influencer.
I mean, talk about undeserved fame. I mean, talk about the worst of what our society can produce at this particular
the
time.
The highest form of vulgarity. And then I wrote this to you and I said, you know, where will we be on the other side of tomorrow when we see what happened last week in Washington? No matter how, we're not going to rehash that. I took a real chance and I discussed it in a way that was not so popular with necessarily right wingers on my radio station. I expected to get the axe this week, but I didn't. But it was just the vulgarity. And instead of people being kind from the shock, they've gotten crazier. And I want to know, when we all get our vaccinations and we come crawling out, are we slithering out from beneath rocks, or are we standing straight, and are we going to display better refinement? I have to tell you, here in Israel, we only have a little time left before we are, quote, free, let out, before the beaches open, before the shook restaurants and the bars and our hopping, and before we get to fly somewhere. I don't know if anybody will let us in. And I'm nervous. I don't think it's a pretty picture, Simon. And I like to be more upbeat. And I like to know that my personal Dalet Amos, the four walls of my world, are, I'm trying to hop, trying to get a little bit of that last time and use whatever influence as an influencer. Being the Kardashian.
Very different. You're not trying to sell some stupid product.
Oh, gosh.
You're selling ideas. And
I'm trying to
different.
Sell compassion. And again, you know, I'm watching the clock because I know that you have a lot going on, a lot of traffic to talk about there. But you know, everybody in this world gets hurt. And here we have children that have been home, and they had an opportunity for almost a year, spending so much time at home, to learn to be part of a family, to learn to say please and thank you, to learn to fold laundry with the family, to learn about values. And instead, I hear, I see people getting more and more locked behind their computer screens. It's not too late, Simon. It really isn't. And the point I want to make before we go on, don't breathe, don't think, don't talk. You know, this parsha, this week's parsha talks about the plagues. We get the introduction to the plagues. And the first three plagues they talk about, I'm trying to look here, I think we talk about blood and frogs and then lice. And yet, who hands over the message to Paro? It's Aaron, not Moshe. Here's where we get to the point. Because Moshe couldn't do it. Because the Nile saved him. Frogs are from the water. The blood was going to pollute the water. The lice was going to contaminate the land where he was saved by being able to hide the Egyptian. And what we're learning from this parsha is that even inanimate objects, does the Nile care? Does a river care if I'm kind to it? Does the sand care that I say, oh, let's leave this piece of sand really nice? No. But we tell that even inanimate objects have to be treated with kindness. How much more so human beings? And that's the message that we get as we here in Israel are, please God, closing out this parsha of COVID. At least, please God, the deaths should stop. The illnesses, the side effects, we're being told each other, not just inanimate objects. One other thing. You know, we have a thing, it's called a chok. It's like a law because it's a law because it's a law that has no real meaning.
Okay.
We're not supposed to, I mean, the idea of like, you know, kosher. Today the food's very, you know, very, we eat kosher because we're told to eat kosher. We, yeah. There's a law of shatness, not to mix flax and wool. Do you think the wool really cares if it mixes with flax? You know, I don't think so, but we do it because we're commanded. But imagine if we, some reason, there's a sensitivity to these materials that's being paid. Well, you can imagine what kind of a people we have the potential to be if we even have to be sensitive to the feelings of something as inanimate as flax and wool, as the Nile, as the sands of the beach. So I think that in these few weeks that are remaining, I know you guys have a longer haul ahead of you unless something really miraculous happens. And we have to believe in miracles. But we can see there's a little glimmer of light on the horizon. What will we look like, Simon, on the other side? I'm praying for kindness. I'm praying for compassion. I'm praying for the feelings of human beings. That's where I want to hold with it.
And that, Andrea Simontov, is why I absolutely love talking to you. What could be better than that? A call for compassion in these days of insanity. You'll be back with me same time next week, Andrea.
Do not leave me again like this. Okay.
Cheers, Andrea. Thank you so very much.
And Chodesh Tov, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.